At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on tax reform, but some worry the plan could pose a threat to wind energy projects in Texas. The legislation would retroactively slash the wind energy production tax credit. The American Wind Energy Association fears that could threaten nearly $11 billion worth of wind energy projects in Texas alone. The group said $50 billion in projects and 60,000 jobs are at stake nationwide. Texas leads the U.S. in electricity produced by wind farms and has a large percentage of the nation's wind projects currently in the pipeline. The Dallas Morning News reports a yes vote in the House today would not automatically be a deal killer for the wind industry. The Senate's plan keeps the existing tax credits, which are being phased out by 2019. If the House and Senate versions differ on the tax credits, the versions would have to be reconciled later this year. Vice President Mike Pence pitched the GOP's tax plan yesterday at an annual meeting of Republican governors in Austin. According to the Texas Tribune, Pence said, quote, "Momentum is on our side," and praised Republican governors for cutting taxes in their states.
"These Republican governors are proving every day that Republican policies work in our states. They work for free enterprise. They work for families. And Republican policies can work to make the entire American economy great again."
The vice president also praised Governor Greg Abbott's leadership in the aftermath of the Sutherland Springs church shooting and Hurricane Harvey. In the new film, Last Flag Flying, Steve Carell plays a Vietnam veteran whose son, a Marine, is killed in Iraq. On his way to retrieve his son's remains, Carell's character visits a couple of old military buddies, hoping they might offer support on the trip. The film is the latest from Richard Linklater, who recently talked with our big screen team.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today, Chris, we're talking about Last Flag Flying, which is Richard Linklater's new movie. It's about a trio of Vietnam veterans played by Steve Carell, Lawrence Fishburne, and Bryan Cranston. And they're thinking about their own wartime service just as the Iraq War is ramping up in 2003. And I think one of the things that you and I both found kind of fascinating about this story is the idea of putting the Vietnam War and the Iraq War next to each other to be considered kind of as a piece.
Yeah, the movie, as you say, is set in 2003, and it's kind of asking us to compare these two conflicts about which there was really a lot of doubt and a lot of questions about why are we here and then why are we still here, some fair amount of distrust of one's government, if you will. So in that sense, the comparison and the contrast works very well.
We spoke to Richard Linklater by phone and asked him about some of these ideas. We'll hear about that in just a second. But first, I wanted to play a little clip from the movie. Bryan Cranston plays Sal, one of the story's veterans, and he accompanies Steve Carell's character to pick up his son's remains. And as they're taking possession of the coffin, Sal questions a high-ranking officer about the incident that led to the young Marine's death.
"How did it happen that this boy was shot in the back of the head like a dog?"
"He was a brave Marine, credit to the Corps, and he served his country well."
"Yes, he did. So did we all, every one of us here. And we'd do it again if we had the chance."
"What's going on, Sal?"
"I don't know. That's why I'm asking."
One of the real themes of the movie is this question of patriotism and also to which extent we can question the government, particularly those who have served previously. That's one of the things that we asked Richard Linklater about when we spoke to him by phone last week.
"It's not a contradiction that someone like Sal, you know, Bryan Cranston's character, could seemingly hate this war and be a malcontent complaining about everything, and then still consider those years in the Marines as kind of the best years of his life."
And I think that's a good point, Stephen. One of the fascinating things about these characters and one of the reasons why they work is that they can have these two contradictory impulses. They're proud of their service. They are very much attached to the military, and yet they have reason to be skeptical at the same time.
I think it is noteworthy as well that this movie is being released now. The book that it's based on came out in 2005. Linklater read the book at that time and theoretically, you could have made the movie then, but we asked him about why he waited until now to put the movie together.
I think we would have been chasing current events. The war was still so fresh, kind of an open wound, so urgent in everyone's mind. I'm glad we didn't do it then. I don't think it would have had the potential to be seen in the spirit I felt we were making it. So I think the culture's ready to look at the Iraq War from a more historical perspective, maybe a little more nuanced.
You know, Chris, this is another way in which it makes sense to talk about these two wars at the same time, because just purely in terms of movie making, this similar approach was taken with movies about the Vietnam War. Some of the best ones came out years and years afterwards. I'm thinking of everything from Platoon to Full Metal Jacket to even the most recent Ken Burns documentary about the Vietnam War. There's no way that any of those movies could have been made while the conflict was still happening.
The historical perspective becomes very important. I mean, there's something to be said for the immediacy, perhaps, of a story or a film that comes out more in the heat of the moment. But the more perspective and the more distance we can get, perhaps the more wise we are about these conflicts and what got us into them in the first place.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Last Flag Flying is in theaters now. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, after a military takeover, the future of Zimbabwe's president is in question, and more on the Alabama Senate race. NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. As for the forecast, we have a 20% chance of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. Cloudy or mostly cloudy skies over that time as well. Look for temperatures to get up to around 67 this afternoon. They'll drop only to around 64 overnight. Tomorrow, though, warmer with a high near 76. It's 64 degrees now in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth, 54 in Wichita Falls, and 63 degrees in Tyler.